Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After more than a year of people working remotely, many companies have discovered their employees can be productive anywhere, and many workers don't want to go back to the daily grind of commuting downtown. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports on efforts to draw people back to cities like Boston.
Roxana Chu manages a shared office space in Back Bay, and she says the location used to sell itself to prospective tenants. These days, she's coming up with new enticements: a bike locker for the folks who picked up cycling during the pandemic, an indoor garden, and a renovated kitchen. She's gone so far as letting people bring their dogs to work.
We even tell them, like, if you need to run out for a meeting for an hour or two, like, we will watch your dog. So we have done that in the past. So dog sitting services, that's something we can do as well.
Chu's goal is to make the office feel more like home, since that's where many people have grown comfortable working. Some tenants are renting less space, but others are signing new leases, including a biotech company that recently committed to a 7-year term.
Everything during the pandemic negotiating was a lot more difficult. Not so much the price, I think it was all the uncertainty. It's hard to predict where we will be in 6 months or a year.
A popular guess is that many companies will have a mix of employees working at home and in an office. That's what Ted Ackworth expects. He's the CEO of Artaic, which uses robots to make mosaic art pieces. Ackworth's firm had been part of a business boom in Boston's Seaport District, but the pandemic prompted a tough question.
Does it even make sense to stay close into the city?
The answer Ackworth arrived at is kind of. He moved Artaic out of the Seaport, but stayed within Boston. With many companies reconsidering the city's value, he says he got a good deal in Charlestown.
We knew that during the pandemic that commercial leases is a very favorable market for companies looking for leases. So we just, sort of seized the moment.
More than a third of Massachusetts companies may reduce office space as the pandemic wanes, according to a recent survey by the Massachusetts Competitive Partnership. Keeping business in Boston is a stated priority for all 5 major candidates in the city's mayoral race. John Barros, Boston's former economic development chief, worries commercial tax revenue could shrink if city leaders don't act.
It's going to put the burden over to the residential tax base, and you'll see residential tax increase. So I think this is a big, big problem for our city and something that we should take very seriously.
A property tax hike could give residents another reason to eye the suburbs. City Councilor Anissa Esaibi-George, another mayoral candidate, says the city should consider propping up bars, restaurants, and coffee shops, amenities that can make people want to live and work here.
There may be some grants that we have to give, just pure cash, to these businesses to help them get through what will be likely a full year of recovery.
Barros and some other candidates also say cash assistance may be necessary. And if beer money doesn't do the trick, maybe a giant rainbow squirrel or a couple thousand flamingos will. These aren't invasive species, but rather 2 examples of public art installations brought to Boston by WS Development. The firm owns almost 4 million square feet of commercial and residential real estate in the Seaport, so it has a big stake in keeping the city attractive. Adding some sculptures may seem like a little thing, but Vice President Todd Norley says it's one way his company is trying to give the neighborhood a magnetic look and feel.
I mean, I can't think of a better example than a beautiful piece of art. Having that as a showpiece of a neighborhood, I think it really helps identify the place and exude that vibe and amplifies it in a way.
Norley says the idea is to make people and businesses want to be in Boston, even if they don't have to be. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.